May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is Son of Israel, Abel Barzilai Hawkins, and I would like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seats for Sabbath services. May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is Son of Israel Abel Shamir Hawkins, and I'd like to serve you forever as a priest on very soon. It's a privilege and honor to present to you the sons and daughters of Israel Abel now into the sanctuary. I now turn services over to the daughters of Israel Abel.
At this time, we'll turn the services over to the great son of Israel Abel, Yeshurun Hawkins.
May peace and I will teach and I love you. You may be seated. My title today is The Explosion of Sin. Yahweh is in his great wisdom was able to foretell of a time of great sin in the last days and the last generation. If you can turn over to the Matthew 24, verse 7. And it says, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence, diseases, epidemics, and earthquakes in place after place. It's a time of more sickness, hatred, and violence than ever thought possible. A time where sin has reached its peak. Daniel 12, verse 1. If you can turn over to Daniel 12, verse 1. And at that time will Micaiah stand up, the great ruler who stands for the children of your people, and there will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation to that same time. And at that time, your people will be delivered, everyone who will be found written in the book of life. A time of great trouble. And Yahshua told us about the same time in Matthew 24, verse 1. If you can turn over to Matthew 24, verse 1. If you can turn over to Matthew 24, verse 21. For then there will be a great tribulation such as has not come to pass that since the beginning of the world to this time no will ever be. And unless those days were certain, there would no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. This time of sin is here. How sin has been exploded and is out of mankind's sin has been exploded and is out of mankind control. Much like a nuclear bomb. Just like a nuclear bomb. This time of sin is here. Sin has exploded and is out of mankind's control, much like a nuclear bomb. I am sure everyone has read The Nuclear Baby, right? Well, Yahweh also foretold us of two witnesses that would come in this same time to establish his house in this last generation to fix this message mankind has created. If you can turn over to Isaiah 2 verse 2 through 4. Isaiah 2, verse 2 through 4. And it says, it will come to pass in the last days that the mountain promotion of the house of Yahweh will be established, and the chief of the nations and will be raised above all congregation, and will be, and all nations will eventually flow to it. During this time, Yahweh says his house will endure and grow through the teachings, the preaching, and publishing brought forth by his chosen branch, Yisroel Hawkins. Let's look again at Daniel 12, verse 1. And it says, and there will be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation to that same time. And Matthew 24, verse 14, page 752. Matthew 24, verse 14. And it says, Matthew 24, verse 14, and it says, and this message of the kingdom will be preached to all the world by the one who bears witness to all nations, and then the end will come. So do not fear. Yahweh's here. Yahweh's in complete control. And if you all please stand. I'd like to turn it over to the next speaker, Deacon Shlomo Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Today I'm going to be talking about setting your mind in advance to overcome sin. Setting your mind to overcome sin. Now it starts with self-control. Setting your mind to overcome sin starts with self-control. If you have your self-control unit, page 10, it says it takes self-control to be respectful, especially when someone is not respecting you. If someone disrespects you, the easiest thing to do would be to get even and disrespect them in return. However, taking revenge is not showing self-control. Self-control means to stop and consider that retaliation will lead to more disrespect, hate, and animosity. Where you, the other person, or even an innocent bystander could get hurt by becoming a person who has self-control, you will be able to consider all of these things, then make a choice not to take revenge. And that's what you see within countries today, the different nations today. You can see them, they're fighting wars and dropping bombs, as the future priest Yeshurun just talked about. They're dropping bombs and killing innocent bystanders. So self-control develops other traits. So we have to keep in mind that by using self-control, we can overcome sin. If you look at right here, it says stop and consider. Now, if you all remember in the Peaceful Solution, the STOP acronym, S stands for stop, T stands for think. You think about what, when you're faced with the situation, you stop and cool down, and then you think, what would Pastor do in that situation? What would Yahshua do? By reading the accounts in the scriptures, you think about what would Yahshua do in that type of a situation. And you consider your options, and then proceed with the right choice. All right, something that you would see Pastor doing, or you have to consider, stop and consider. Now the word consider means to think about seriously, to regard as, to believe after deliberation, judge, to take into account, bear in mind, to show consideration for, to look to regard highly, esteem, to look at thoughtfully, to think carefully. And remember, to bear in mind. That's the word. That's what the word consider means, to bear in mind. If you remember this picture in the Peaceful Solution. So you bear these things in mind. Now self-control. As we all remember, self-control is controlling what we think, because our thoughts lead to feelings. Controlling what we feel, because our feelings lead to actions. And then controlling our actions, because they lead to rewards or consequences. So which way do we want to go? Well, we can consider our options and proceed with something that won't hurt yourself, others, or the environment. Now, in this, setting our mind in advance, in the character unit, on page 80, it says, have you heard the saying, it's all in your head? Most people say it sarcastically, but there is some truth to it. Whether you're aware of it or not, every action begins with a thought. Setting your mind in advance to maintain your positive character traits begins by first considering just how important it is to have a moral character, to be trusted, admired, respected, and known as an honest, reliable, compassionate person is something you should want. We should all strive to be a compassionate person, reliable, honest. We all want to have that saying, or we all want to be looked up to as a positive, being a positive leader. The next step is to make up your mind not to be influenced to do something that will, to do anything that will compromise your character. In other words, determine in your mind that no one can talk you into doing something you know is wrong. This is called setting your mind in advance. If you turn to Philippians 4, it's on page 923. Philippians 4 and verse 8. It says, finally, brothers, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of righteous report, if there is any virtue, remember virtue is moral excellence, remember building moral excellence, and if there is any praise, think on these things. So this is what we have to think about, and by setting our mind in advance, thinking about these things, we can overcome sin. In the second book of Israel, going on to perfection, page 156, this sermon was given on 3/06/93. It says, Genesis 1:26, and this is where Pastor was talking about setting our mind in advance to go on to perfection. All right, so you can see that this message isn't a new message. This pastor has been preaching this for a long time. Genesis 1:26, it says, I will make man in my image according to my likeness. That word likeness, there is from 1823 and 1819, and means to consider, to compare, to think and use similitudes. That is to do this in advance. I showed how Yahweh actually created the human mind to where you can know what a certain sin will bring you. You can make up your mind in advance and not take it. Not now, not ever. Not to let it enter your life in any way. This is what the word is speaking of here, back in Hebrews 2:10. So he's talking about making up your mind not to go that way. All right, he's saying that you can know what a certain sin will bring you. And how do we know these things? It's because we were taught. We were taught about setting our mind in advance to overcome sin. So guarding our mind, if you have the self-control unit, page 11, it says another So how do you know if your thoughts are positive or negative? All right, it's because we have to remember, think on these things. We have to think positive thoughts. So how do you know if your thoughts are positive or negative? Ask yourself if they are harmful in any way. Positive thoughts uphold true moral principles and will not cause you to bring harm to yourself or others. Negative thoughts, on the other hand, pave the way for destructive behavior. They are hateful, revengeful, and selfish. So guard your mind by distinguishing between positive and negative thoughts and consider the types of feelings and actions your thoughts lead to. All right, and they should lead to positive actions. If you turn to Proverbs 4 on page 498, Proverbs 4 and verse 23, it says, "Guard your mind with all diligence, for out of it flows the springs of life." So it's showing you there to guard your mind with all diligence. And then your mind will be on these things, the positive thoughts. If you turn to Isaiah 26, it's on page 545, verse 3, it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed steadfast on you, because he trusts in you." So his mind is steadfast on Yahweh because he trusts in Yahweh. Trust in Yahweh forever. For in Father Yahweh is the rock of everlasting strength. All right, that is where your mind will be, and then you will overcome sin. And with that, if everyone will please stand. I'd like to turn it over to the great Kahan Benjamin Krause Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you, royal saints of Yahweh. You may be seated. The title of my speech on this Feast of Weeks is called, "Yahweh is in Complete Control, Do Not Fear." Okay, you're going to find out today even how these weeks, this Feast of Weeks, ties into Yahweh's great plan in bringing us through this shortened time, this greatest time of trouble that the great son of Israel, Abel Yeshurun, just spoke about. Now, can I have my first slide, please? First slide. This picture was taken, I believe I took it about 10 days ago, and that's the small school over by the School of the Prophets. And you see the number 23 clearly written there. Okay, 23. Of course, none of us know what these things mean at the time. But Yahweh reveals these things as time progresses. And it's all according to Yahweh's timing and Yahweh's plan. Could we have the next picture? Now, y'all remember this picture of the whale. I guess the water coming out of his blowhole caused this cloud, this rainbow-colored cloud, as a matter of fact. Okay, and you can see Pastor's face in there, but go to the next slide so we can see what else is in there. You'll see the number 23. Actually, the 2 is part of his face, and the 3 is right below it, as you can see. 23. What could this mean? Go to the next slide, please. So I looked up the number 23 in Strong's, and it means, "My Father has gathered." My Father has gathered. And it's from 622. Can we have the next slide? It's from 622, and it means to gather for any purpose, to receive, take away, remove, destroy, assemble, to gather, receive, remove, gather in, to gather, collect, to gather and take away, remove, and withdraw. That's some of the meanings. And then I looked it up in Strong's Greek, if you can go to the next slide. And it means much grief. Much grief. Do y'all remember Pastor telling you about the grief he was having? And you remember the whale, how he was grieving over the whale. Okay, and remember the number 23. And it's from 43. If we can go to the next slide. 43 means to ache. To ache. To ache with grief. So Pastor was going through great grief, remember, as he told us at that time, because of the sickness that was occurring in the house of Yahweh. Now, go to the next slide, please, because I want to tell you a little bit about this number 23. The symbolism for the number 23 means Yahweh is with us. And here's how you prove it. Remember Psalm 23? Yahweh is our shepherd. He says, it talks about him being with us in that psalm, and it talks about fearing no what? Evil. Fearing no trouble, no tribulation, even the greatest tribulation. Have no fear. Okay, now the 23,000th verse in your scriptures says Yahweh is with us. And it's actually Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23, which says that many will join themselves to Yahweh because they have heard that Yahweh is with you. Also, the 23rd Psalm, Yahweh is our shepherd. We will fear no evil, for you are with us. And then Matthew 1:23, where it talks about Emmanuel, which means the sign that Yahweh is with us. Okay? And then here's a great one. Where two or three are gathered together, 23, there I am in the midst. Okay, Exodus 23:23, for my Moloch will go ahead of you. And then Jeremiah 23:23, am I a father near at hand, says Yahweh, and not a father afar off? Now, does everybody remember 2 days ago on Sabbath? What day was it? It was the 23rd, the first day of the extended feast. What did Pastor talk about? Jeremiah 23. And that's the only scripture that he used that day. Do you think he knew that? Did we plan this out? No, we didn't. And in that scripture in Jeremiah 23, remember it talked about gather. And he even said, it talked about the shepherds, remember? And he said, remember Isaiah 34:16, where it says, search out the book of Yahweh and read, not one of these will fail, for Yahweh is our shepherd. We shall not want. Remember? Jeremiah was quoting Psalm 23. So remember that number as we proceed. Let's go to the next slide. That was just kind of bonus information there, because that wasn't even what I was speaking about this Feast of Weeks until this came up at the first day of the feast, when all this was, you know, added up. You got to get all the facts, remember? And we still don't know the whole picture yet, but we're getting bits and pieces of it. Now, y'all remember the sermons that me and the great Kohan David Heimerman Hawkins gave regarding the white stone and the numbers 17, 28, and 74. We're not done with that. Y'all know that, right? There's a lot more to be brought on that, but Yahweh's going to give us a clearer picture today what this was all about. Now, y'all remember Revelation 5:12, right? How you counted from 2:17, Revelation 2:17, and we ended our count on the 12th of May, which was Omer 37. Does everybody recall those sermons? If you don't recall, need to go back and watch those sermons. In fact, this would be a great time to mention that on Yahweh.com, there's a little button at the top right, and it says AV downloads, audio video downloads. And you can go up there and you can watch these sermons anytime you want to. You can start them and stop them at will and watch these sermons and study them. Study them, because these numbers and these words are very important, okay? And you're going to see that today. So Revelation 5:12, can we have the next slide? No, the one before that. The one before that. Okay. That's the calendar, the House of Yahweh calendar for May 2015, which Pastor said he watched over this calendar very carefully. Y'all remember that? Okay, he said he thought it was the greatest one we've ever done, okay? And there's great reason he said that. So Omer 37 landed on 5:12, okay? And we were looking forward to that. Hopefully everyone knew something was going to take place, right? Okay, so go to the next slide, please. So now, on May 11th, after sundown, I was traveling back from Abilene to go home or to my temporary dwelling in Laredo, Texas. And I'm going to tell you, the storm was unlike anything I had ever seen. I couldn't see 2 inches in front of me, The only thing I could see was the lightning crashing down on the car in front of me. And there was a flash flood warning throughout all of, from Abilene to Laredo. But notice, can you show that slide, please? The weather slide from 512. It's kind of shaped like a number 7, right? And it goes from Abilene, you know, over to Houston, and then hooks down to Laredo, Texas, down there at the bottom corner to the left. Can you go to the next slide? Oh, by the way, that was taken at 9:14 a.m. Remember that number, too. Revelation 9:14. You're going to hear a lot more about that some other day. Okay, now, the next slide. This was May 12th at 9:19. This is 9:19, giving you another image of that same thing you saw, showing all the water that was pouring down from Abilene to Laredo. Laredo's that big red spot, kind of like Jupiter. It has that big red spot over it. It was so, so intense, the storms that morning and that evening before. So let's go to the next slide. And by the way, okay, so I get back to Laredo, Texas, and that morning I called Pastor. And that's the morning that Pastor told me about his dream. Okay, the dream. Remember where he was going through the, coming up to the intersection, and you remember all the details. I don't have time to go into it now, but remember, he woke up and he thought Yahweh is in complete control. Y'all remember what he told you about that, right? Okay, well, what's really interesting about that is the night before, when I was going through my trouble and trial, and there was great reason to be afraid, I thought the same thing in my mind. When I saw that lightning crashing down on the car in front of me, I thought, you know, Yahweh, you're in control. I can't do anything at this point. I couldn't even go off the road to hide from it because the waters were rising. There wasn't anything I was going to be able to do. All I could do is put my trust in Yahweh, and that's what we all need to do. Do not fear. Okay, go to that slide I had you put up. Remember 2015 this year meant to turn back, to be reversed. Y'all remember that, right? And now notice at the top, the only word associated with 2015 is in the theological word book of the Old Testament, and it's reference number what? 512. Go to the next slide. The week of 512. Did you know that every day that week was called a palindrome? Where you could take the date and you could read it forward and backward. Look at the dates. Read it forward and you'll read the same thing backwards. Remember, to be reversed. Now remember, there's a reason why Yahweh's telling us these things. A palindrome is a word, phrase, number, or other sequence of characters which reads the same backward or forward, such as race car, or was it a car or a cat I saw? You know, you can read that same way forward or backward. Okay, it's called a palindrome. Isn't it amazing on 512 just so occurred to be a palindrome day? Go to the next slide. Speaking of turning back, on 5/12/2015, this story came out, and it was on all day long on CNN, Fox News, every major news carrier in the world was carrying this as their top story. Millennials are leaving the Christian church in droves, study finds. This was from May 12th, and I'm supposing that's a coincidence. What do you think? All right, go to the next slide, please. Okay, this is taken from the Interlinear Bible of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and it's talking about the apostasy, the falling away that Pastor's been talking about, okay? And that word apostasy, let me just tell you that the word apostasy there is number 646 in Strong's Greek, and let's keep that. Well, let's not go there. Let's just go ahead and go and look at the definition of 646. Next slide. 646 is from 647. It means falling away or forsake. a falling away, defection, apostasy. Defection means you're leaving, saying, as they say, and I guess in other countries, sayonara or something, you know, bye-bye. It's from 647, next slide. 647 is a derivative of 868, and it means to separate or divorce. Divorce, like divide, go split. Next word, 868, and it means it's from 575, and it means to remove, to depart, to withdraw yourself, cause to withdraw, to go away, depart from anyone, to fall away, become faithless. And it's from 575, next slide. And 575 means, the pertinent ones I want you to see is separation and what? Reversal. Reversal. Now, isn't that interesting that that word would be used for the falling away? For the great defection from the Roman Catholic Church that is taking place at this time. At this time. Well, why this time? And why is it all over the news now? Why this time? You have to ask yourself that very important question. Now, if you can go back to, let's go to the next slide. Next slide. Okay, 2 Thessalonians 2 again, a little further down where it's talking about the lawless one being revealed. And it says, whom Yahshua will remove with the breath, or will consume with the breath of his mouth. The breath of his mouth, okay? Well, let's look at that word consume there. It's word number 337. Can we, and oh, wait, before you go there, notice where it says, and he will annul by the brightness of his coming. That word brightness is what word number? 2015. 2015, of all words that could have been used in that scripture, 2015. But let's look at 337. Go to the next slide, please. And let's look at what it means to remove or consume with the breath of his mouth. 337 is from 303, and it means to take away, abolish, like they abolished the laws of Yahweh, right? To take away from the people. It means to do away with, like they did, like they've tried to do away with the laws of Yahweh. It's not working because everyone's waking up. To do away with or abrogate customs or ordinances. And it's from 303. Word number 303. Next slide. Word number 303 means what? Reversal. It also means in the midst. In the midst. Keep that in your mind. In the midst. Write that down. I don't see pens going everywhere. There should be pens. Every pen should be writing this on a piece of paper right now. Go to the next slide, please. That was 512, okay? That was on 512. Now, 513 began on 512 at sundown. Now, I want you to know, y'all remember the peace plan, right? October 13th, 93, and the 21 years ended on October 13th, 2014. How many moons ago was that? Do your math. It was 7 moons. 7 moons. Exactly. 7 moons. And it was Omer 38. It was the 13th of May, Omer 38. Now, 7 moons from 10, 13, 14 is 512. Exactly. Go to the next slide, please. And let's look at 1338. 13th day, 38th Omar. And it's from 1334. And it means what? Division. Division. Divide. Okay? And it's from 1334. Let's go look. Next slide. It means to divide and to cut in two. To cut in two. Cut in two. Now, this should remind you of Daniel 7:25. Daniel 7:25. Let's turn over there real quick. Daniel 7:25. Daniel 7:25, it's found on page 679, and it says, and it will And he will speak great words against Yahweh, will wear out, mentally attack, to cause to fall away the saints of Yahweh. And he will think to change times and feast days, and they will be given into his hand until a time, times, and the dividing of time. Dividing of time. Remember that right there. And remember that divide and that cut in two. Now, turn over, flip over to Daniel 12, and let's look at verse 7. Just a few pages over. Daniel 12, 7. Then I heard the man clothed in linen. Who was that? Who's the man clothed in linen? Yisroel Hawkins. Clothed in linen, who on that future day is teaching, when he held up his right hand and his left hand toward heaven, which he did on this, not this stage, but that one over there. He lifted up his right hand and his left toward heaven and vowed by him who lives forever, Yahweh, that it will be for a time, times, and a half, when Yahweh will have accomplished pouring out his power through his holy people, all these things will be finished. Finished. Keep that word in mind. Finished. You're going to see that one here in a minute. Finished. Now, also, turn over real quick to 1 Thessalonians 5. We're going to look at verse 1, 1 Thessalonians 5. Because the apostle, the great apostle Shaul, spoke of this very thing, this time. We're looking at 1 Thessalonians 5, 1, 2. 5, 1, and 2. 5, 1, 2. Okay? And here's what he says. But concerning the times that you just read about in Daniel, and the seasons, brothers, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night. You know perfectly. Well, keep that word perfect in your mind too, okay? You're going to hear that one. Also, remember what the great son of Israel, Abel Yeshurun, just told you about in Matthew 24:22, that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. Can we go to the next slide? Now, this is from chapter 6, from 6:12:04. Remember 6:12, keep that one in your mind, because you're going to hear more about that in another sermon. 6:12, remember June 12th prophecy of the nuclear baby. Y'all remember that? This was 11 years ago on 6:12:04 when he said this. On 6:12, he says, someone asked me where I got the 7 months that I mentioned in the last sermon. This was the time cut short. Y'all get it? As Daniel showed, it would be cut short by 7 months. I actually thought it would be cut off at the last part, he says. But Yahweh finally showed me it was the wars he was holding back, not the time. Now watch. Keep your eyes on the screen up here. Keep that June 12th prophecy in your mind. Turn over to page 612 in the book of Yahweh. Let's go to 612. And we're going to look at Jeremiah 46. 6 and 46:10. It says, there is no flight for the swift or escape for the strong. In the north by the river Euphrates, they stumble and fall. Verse 10, for this is the day of Father Yahweh of hosts, a day of vengeance, that means judgment, that he may avenge or judge himself on his adversaries. The sword will devour and it will be satiated and made drunk with their blood. For Father Yahweh of hosts has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Tie that in to Revelation 9:14. And by the way, look at the side note C by verse 10. This is for the future. Don't think this already took place. Now, that was 11 years ago. Keep that number 11 in your mind, too. Let's go to the next slide. This is chapter 26 of the book of it. Which book? Sealing of the Saints. I believe that was 7. I'm not sure. I believe it was 7. Sealing of the Saints. Okay. Anyway, chapter 26, verse 109. Daniel 12:7. Pastor says, then I heard the man clothed in linen who on that future day is teaching when he held up his right hand and left hand or hands. He held up his hands toward heaven and bowed by him who lives forever. It will be for a time, times, and the time cut short. You just saw that word, cut, right? When Yahweh will have accomplished pouring out his power upon the holy people, this is what we will see in Thessalonians very soon, he said. This power is going to be given to you, saints of Yahweh. Are you excited? All these things will be finished. Keep that word finished in your mind. Let's go to the next slide, please. So what took place exactly 7 moons from 10/13/14 when Britain acknowledged the Palestinian state? Well, lo and behold, read the date. Exactly 7 moons later, the Vatican recognizes Palestine. Exactly 7 moons later. Now, don't get fooled. They'll say, well, they kind of recognized them before that. No, but they didn't publicly proclaim anything until May 13th. Go look for yourself. Now, let's go to the next slide. This is from chapter 8, The Reverence of Yahweh, number 1, Holiness in Yahweh's House, from 1988. I'm going to read the underlined part. It says, if you remember, a while ago, we read where the Pope had never expressed his desire to recognize Palestine as a state. He finally expressed this desire secretly, but it got out to the newspapers. In order to recognize Palestine as a state, they must make Jerusalem an international city for all religions. Lo and behold, now the PLO is asking for this in their Declaration of Independence in order to have peace. They've sworn that Israel will never have peace unless they make Jerusalem an international city. This is one of the things that is right in line with what the Pope wants. As I've always said, he's behind the uprisings in the Gaza Strip and the Golan Heights. He's behind all of it. And their desires are his desires. It's strange that they would be bringing this out. Well, yeah, and it's strange that they would be bringing that out on May 13th, right? Exactly. Remember, May 12th was the cutoff. That was the end of the 7 moons. Yahweh is exact in everything he does. You can put your full faith and confidence in Yahweh. Now, go to the next slide, please. Let's look at the number 7. In the book of Revelation, the number 7 is used throughout. There's 7 congregations, 7 spirits, 7 stars, 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 vials, 7 malachim, 7 plagues. 7 symbolizes spiritual perfection. All of life revolves around this number. 7 is used over 700 times in the Bible. It's used about 54 times in the book of Revelation alone. The whole word of Yahweh is founded upon number 7. It stands for the seventh day of creation week and speaks of the millennial rest, or the 7,000th year, after the 6,000 years of mankind's testing. It denotes completeness or perfection. Completeness or perfection. Remember, Yahweh is in what control? Complete control. Complete control. Now watch. The word finished is also connected with the number 7, because in Revelation 10:7 we read, in the day of the voice of the seventh Moloch, who is who? Yisro Hawkins. All these things, when he shall begin to sound the great secret of Yahweh, would be finished. It is done is another expression found in connection with the number 7. It is done. Like in Revelation 16, where the vials are poured out. And after the last vial is poured out, it says, it is done. It is done. Go to the next slide, please. Today's the day of Pentecost. It's 525. It's another palindrome. You can read it backwards, right? Now, if you were to take front, word, and board, 525 and 525, and add it together, you get 10,050, or 1,050. 35 moons from 5/13/15 to 4/13/18, that's the end of that 3.5 years, that last part of the Great Tribulation, you have exactly 1,050 days. You think that's a coincidence? It's not. Go to the next slide, please. October 13th, 93 to October 13, 2014 is 21 years. 777, remember 21, 777. Time times That's the 21. And then the divided time is what we're in now. 21 years is 252 moons. October 13th, 2014, that was 252 moons. You add 7 moons to 513, and it's 259 moons. Next slide, please. The number 259 is from 258, and it means united. It also means 11. 11. Keep that in your mind. It means 1, the number 1, but it also means 11 in combination. And 11th, the ordinal number 11, like the number 11. Now, think Revelation 11 now. Think Revelation 11, 8 through 10, where it talks about us pulling the people out of the nations, peoples, languages, and tongues into where? The house of Yahweh, right? They're going to be coming here. We're going to be pulling them out by the breath of whose mouth? Yeah, by the breath of his mouth, his teaching, his instruction, and all of our efforts together as a body. The body of believers. Remember, the body of believers. Pulling them out of the Catholic Church. Because remember, all the Christian churches are Catholic too. Don't fool yourself. We're going to be pulling them out during this shortened time. Also think of the 11th hour, okay? Go to the next slide, please. Now, the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists recently moved up the clock to 3 minutes to midnight. That's called the 11th hour, by the way. In Hebrew time, they had two sections of day. They had the day was 12 hours, the night was 12 hours. The last, the 11th hour of the day was 5 in the afternoon. Remember Yahshua's parable about hiring the person at the 11th hour and he got paid the same as the rest? Remember that? Okay, but remember in the night watch, there was 4 watches. 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, 3 to 6. 4 watches. It says it's 3 minutes to midnight. That's the 11th hour. Military time, what hour would that be? 23. 2300. 2357 is what it would be, right? Go to the next book. The next slide. Y'all remember this book, right, that the great son of Israel Abel talked about? The explosion of sin, the birth of the nuclear baby. Let's go to the next slide. This picture was taken just a couple weeks ago over the school of the, in the West, over the school of the prophets. Let's see what's in there. Can we have the next slide? It's called the nuclear baby. Up there in the middle. Now what I'm going to do, it's going to be a little difficult for you to see it on that, so I'm going to show you on here. I'm going to show you a little close-up, a better close-up of it. Nuclear babies right there. If you can see them. There's a nuclear baby. But notice, he's getting a little older now. It's like he's growing up a little bit. He's getting uglier too. And now, don't fear. Yahweh's here. Because over to the left. Oh, by the way, first before I show you that. Notice all the nuclear bombs blowing up right here. Okay? But don't fear. Because Yisroel Hawkins is here. Complete with a sickle. Okay, you can see the sickle right here. In fact, we have it circled for you in another place. The nuclear baby, why would that be coming up now? Wasn't that old news? No, it's not. 258, where did I get that? Go to the next slide, please. Let me go back for a minute. I lost my train of thought. Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I gave you the definition of 258 and 259, 11, 11th hour. Remember that? 258 means to unify or go one way or another. Can we have the video, please? Go one way or another. Watch the screen coming out there. You see some black helicopters? Notice that DA over there in the corner, DA, district attorney. Okay, notice the black helicopters going by. Notice the little sheep running out of the house. Notice the little sheep. He's fearing. Why would there be fear? Now, I'm going to show you a picture of this. Actually, me and the great microbiologist in the house of Yahweh and a bunch of sons of Israel were out there. That day, clouds were appearing and disappearing in seconds. So we knew Yahweh was trying to show us something. Let me show you. Go to the next slide and let's look at that picture, a still picture of what was seen there. Okay? Go to the next slide. Notice the little sheep starts from the top of the house and it starts running forward. You see it a little later. And you'll see, let me see if I can give you a better picture here. Sometimes I know it's hard to see on the screen, and I apologize. But I do want you to see this. Yahweh wants you to see. Because he does not want you to fear, like I'm fearing right now, because this thing is always messing up on me. There's the word DA, as in district attorney. Over on this side, you have the letters AG, as in attorney general. Okay? And you have military helicopters flying by. They'd been flying by that week numerous times and very low. Kind of probably trying to intimidate Yahweh's people who have no fear, right? But now notice, there's some sheep that have fear. Look here. This little sheep, he's running away. See him? He's running away. We got to get the fear out of us if we have fear in us, and we can do it, brothers and sisters. We have no fear. Yahweh is here. Okay, Yahweh's here. He's going to allow these things to take place, and it's for our benefit, and it's going to be the worst time of trouble ever, but he promises this house, he's going to protect you. The gates of hell will not prevail. You remember that? Okay, go to the next slide. I'm wrapping it up, getting ready to wrap it up here. Now it says the Feast of Pentecost, I'm going to reiterate this, 525:15. 525 and 525 is 1,050. 35 moons to the from 513 to 413:18, which is the end of that 3.5 years from October 13, 2014, is 1,050 days. Next slide, please. October 13th to October 93 to October 13, 2014 is 21 years. Remember the 777. These numbers are significant. 21 years is 252 moons. If you add the 7 moons up to 5/13/15, you have 259 moons. Now look here. On May 12th, 259 divided by 7 is how many? You can do the math yourself. Write it down so you can do the math yourself. Please write it down. I don't see pens writing everywhere. Because remember, May 12th was what day of the Omar? It was 37, okay? Yahweh's trying to show you something here. So 259 moons divided by 7 is 37. Now, 259 moons is 7,770 days. That must be a coincidence too, right? 37 times 30 is 7,770. 7,770 days divided by 37 is 21. 777, right? This is all a coincidence. It's got to be. Now, 7,770 days plus that 1,050 days that are left is 8,200 days. 8,200 divided by 7 is what number? 1,260. Do the math yourself. By the way, that should help the women that are trying to remember that phone number the great Khan Shaul gave them, because it was 1262. That'll help you. And the other two digits in the first part was 37-something. So that'll 370. So that should help you, right? Perfect. I didn't make up the numbers. I just listened for numbers. 1260. Where have we seen that number before? Now, remember, 8,200 weeks divided by 7 is 1,260. Weeks of days. You think this is a coincidence, brothers and sisters? Do you see how Yahweh is in Number seven, control. Complete, perfect control. Man, I tell you. You know, Yahweh just, he fills our plate with so much. I mean, there's just so much, as you can see. You know, I hope, you know, that everyone here does not fear. Okay, don't get the fear out. Remember, fear is a negative. It's positive in some ways. If there's a car getting ready to hit you, you got to get out of the way. But uncontrolled fear, we need to get rid of. The peaceful solution shows you how. And at this time, if everybody would please stand, it's been an honor to speak to you on the Feast of Weeks, the 1260 weeks. And I'd like to turn it over now to the great Kohan Ilya Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may all be seated. Moving along in today's news, scientists are now finding out something that Pastor's been bringing out for years. And think all the way back to what Pastor said took place with Eve and what she was offered. And think about what they bring where they're saying, what you eat affects your brain. What is in your colon literally will affect your brain. And they're figuring out how now. They're getting ideas of how this actually works. And they're actually saying that it can even lead to mental illness, and you can treat mental illness by cleansing the colon. So that's very important. And listen very carefully to things they recommend. You've heard them many times here in the House of Yahweh. Also, Ireland, a country that is 85% Catholic, just passed the constitutional law to allow same-sex marriage. So if there's so much about family values, then how do you get 85% of Catholics to vote that way? Well, consider that and think about it. It's called immorality. Pope Francis also, there's a video that shows how Pastor's been bringing about how these popes, of course, they worship the dead popes and these dead saints. And it shows Pope Francis, he's actually in a ceremony waving a vial of blood in an instrument from a former pope, and he finishes it with kissing the vial of blood. And, of course, it's all done in reverence to that dead pope. And then 150 countries were recently seeking to remove nuclear bombs from the Middle East. That was their quest, to remove these nuclear bombs. And, of course, the United States, Canada, and France vetoed it. Now, this is symbolic, of course. If you're reading the latest prophetic word, and I would encourage everyone to read the whole thing, but pages 19 and 20 will show you in detail how scientists themselves are saying that a few nuclear bombs dropped, in fact it says a third, will affect everyone. It won't matter where you drop them. If they're dropped, it's going to affect everyone. So pay closer attention to what Pastor's saying and watch these symbolic moves, because that's exactly what they are. And then also flooding all around, flooding from Oklahoma to Texas. But notice this flooding, the devastation goes around the House of Yahweh. It's to the north, it's to the south, but it's not at the House of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. And then pay close attention now to who California is blaming for the drought. They're telling the farmers they need to cut their water off, or they're going to cut it off for them. So farmers are now cutting their water off, trying to agree with what the state wants. And of course, cutting the food supply off here, along with the water, we're going to get into a lot more famine. So if you could, please play the news. I'd like to introduce the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone. Oh, man, this is beautiful, isn't it? Wow. They're all yours, Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. You may be seated. May Yahweh bless each and every one of you. Just one announcement. Ladies, get your bonnets and aprons, or turn your order in for bonnets and aprons at the north office here. You'll need to leave your name. They got straps of colors, straps where you can see the design of the
You see the pattern and the colors of the pattern, whether you want white or whether you want flowers or whatever, for you to choose from, turn your order in. They will make it and ship it to you, or you can pick it up Tabernacles with the next appointment with Yahweh. Okay. Everyone was thankful for the rain being held back till the peaceful scene was. That was a great education right there. Praise Yahweh. And just across the road from the peaceful scene is In God We Trusted. In God We Trusted. Should have put their trust in another direction. The article I told you about yesterday where I challenge all the religions of the world, that is really hitting the newspapers big, the news media is big. It started off yesterday morning with just four stations of reaching 54,000, I believe it was. 54,000. Can y'all hear me back there? Great. Praise Yahweh. 54,000, which is a big number when it's just put in on Friday, and we get it the next day. Well, this morning now, it's climbing really fast, because this morning when they called me, it was 94,933. Yes. And 1 hour later, that was 94,933. 1 hour later, they brought it to me again. It's up to 96,892. So you can see how fast the newspapers are grabbing this. If they'll read it, it'll be even better for them. Yesterday, you hear me better now? 1, 2, 3, you hear me better okay, all the way back? Okay, thank you. I've got to show you this. Let's see. The Pope's announcements make trouble for GOP Catholics. Of course, it's talking about the politicians here. The Catholic Republicans are developing a Pope problem. Early this month, Francis recognized Palestinian state. This summer, he's going to issue an encyclical condemning environmental degradation. And in September, just as the GOP primary race heats up, Francis will travel to Washington to address Congress on climate change. Key Republican primary constituencies, hawks, climate change skeptics, and religious conservatives, including some Catholics, are wary of the Pope's progression. This could turn into big time problems for the Pope, but the Vatican will fight back. As I said yesterday, they want to resurrect the Roman Empire where they can use force instead of trying to persuade by their propaganda and lies. Lies, yes. They don't mind lying at all. They lie all the time. New Silk Road. I brought you some on that. I really need to get you more on it. I wrote an article on it. It's a little bit difficult to understand, but you can if you just read. New Silk Road could change global economics forever. Sea-based marine Silk Road. It's land-based project linking China and the Persian Gulf, the Mediterranean Sea, through Central Asia and the Indian Ocean. I've got a map that when I can show it, probably this coming Sabbath, I hope. Mystery, the death in the waters, the death in the seas. Remember that in Revelations. It's part of this national plague that is coming forth from the... that is coming forth. Oh, there we go. That's speaking up now. Are we in control of this? Y'all cannot, you think? mystery deadly black fungus being found in fish in Pacific Northwest. There was some concern that a Frankenstein radiation could be involved. Biologists investigating how the land-based mole is now appearing in ocean. Many reports of unusual rotting. Rotting. Now we've also seen that here. Nobody said anything about it, but we've seen that here, and many of the fish have to be rejected already because they are getting this stuff on their bodies. It is cutting down on the fish supply. Biologists investigating how this land-based mole is now appearing in ocean. Many reports of unusual rotting sores, growths, and bumps, and cancer on the fish. It's a rotten thing, isn't it? The world is rotting. I think with that we can go on. I hope you remember where we left off. Do you remember where we left off? Speaking to the six-year-old now. You're not five-year-old anymore. Where did I leave off? Always said, you rem you what? Okay. Uremia 23. Now, he starts off here. If you have trouble hearing me, well, let me know and I'll speak louder. Woe to the pastors, if you remember. Now, these were the pastors that was leading Yahweh's sheep at that time. And, of course, we see in many scriptures that their leadership, including Christmas, Halloween, and Easter. And of course, the goddess, the Queen of Heaven, in Daniel 10:31, if you remember that scripture, 11:31, Daniel 11:31, he shows that the great army would stand on his part, and though, of course, they would install the Lord of the heavenly habitation in place of Yahweh. And that's exactly what they did. And of course, now they moved it to Babylon because in Rome, because Yahweh said, you'll not be speaking my name anymore. And he took it totally out of their mouths, as the prophet prophesied that he would. Now, what I want you to rehearse here just a moment, in verse 5, he says, verse 3, he says, but I will gather the remnant. Now, I brought a lot of information on the remnant. We are the remnant. We're it. It's for the last days. This is Yeremia 23 and verse 3. He says, I, Yahweh, will gather this remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them. Now, he's not talking about you directly, but indirectly he was talking about you being the substance of this great gathering. It's a great gathering that is going to take place. Revelation said it started with a woman that fed and nourished a male child and got him ready for a 3.5-year work of darkness. great darkness that would engulf the earth to foretell this. Now that's how it started in the last days. But before that, as Zechariah said, chapters 5 and 6, when he's talking about the two witnesses and asking, where are y'all going with this book of Yahweh to bring perfection, this book of perfection to the earth? And he said, one of the witnesses was actually foretold as talking his words going to Zechariah, saying, we're going to a Babylonian land not yet established. And there we're going to create the house of Yahweh. We're going to establish the house of Yahweh in this Babylonian land that's not even established. America was the only land that was not established. It hadn't become Babylonian, so that had to be developed in history. He had to bring certain people, which was our ancestors. Where did your ancestors come from? Most people don't even know. I asked them that and they, I just don't know. Well, did that no one ever mention to you when you were a child where your ancestors actually originated? You know, America was only established a few years ago. America. There was no one here. People were fleeing from their lives because they were being gathered. Those who escaped of the nation were being gathered here in this land. That's what this is speaking of right here. I will gather this remnant from all nations where I've scattered them. That gathering took place years ago because it had to become a Babylonian land, and then it had to become the greatest nation on the face of the earth, the chief of the nations. Remember the prophecy in Isaiah? In the last days, I will establish my promotion. I will establish my promotion. That promotion is going out now to all the world. Well, in the last days, remember the last days, because that's what he's talking about here. In the last days, I'm going to gather my remnant. I'm gathered by remnant. Well, he's already gathered your ancestors to this land. They're the ones that gave birth to you, and then Yahweh brought you to his house. So this great gathering has taken a few years to take place and mature. The land had to mature. The Babylonian land, not even established. It wasn't established till several years after Columbus supposedly discovered it. And so Britain could have power over it, of course. The Queen sent him, knowing full well where America was, I think. I think it was all a hoax to go down in history as another lie. But anyway, if you saw the news this morning, you saw who actually established this Babylonian land. And it was shown over and over in that clip. You remember that? The Catholic Church, and they kept repeating it, the Catholics, the Catholics, the Catholics. That was what was establishing this Babylonian land and has from the beginning here. And in the last days, the two witnesses is shown carrying the truth, the complete, perfect truth of Yahweh. And he says, one of them in Zechariah be working with Yahshua, the high priest. That's chapter 6 of Zechariah. He'll be working with Yahshua, the high priest. And he said, look at this branch now. Behold this branch, because he's going to branch out and he's going to establish the house of Yahweh in this Babylonian land that was spoken of in verse 5, chapter 5. Isn't that beautiful? So please understand this. You got to understand what this prophecy that he's saying here. I'm going to gather you, my remnant. You're the remnant right here sitting in the house at this time. I'm going to gather my remnant. my remnant from all of those that I've driven for all of these countries throughout the world. I'm going to gather my remnant from them in this Babylonious land not yet established, and there will be one there who will branch out. And he names me. He names me. Is there another house of Yahweh? No. Is there another chief of the nations? You know, two nations can't be each one of them chief. You know, the chief is the chief, and that's the United States, and we're widely recognized as the chief nation of all nations at this time, and they brag about it. Well, Yahweh says, but I will gather. He's going to discard this first bunch that are leading his sheep wrong. You want to know what they're doing? Look down to verse 10. The land is full of adulterers. Yes. You can't deny that. Follywood is filling the land with adulterers. Adulterers, bestiality, sodomy, all coming from the Vatican, the Rome, the Catholic Church. Did you know that... I better not get into that today. Tomorrow. Sabbath, maybe. For the land is full of adulterers. Because of God worshipers, because of this curse, because of this curse, this is a curse, as the Apostle Shaul said, when you commit fornication, you curse your own body. It's a sin against your own body. Why do you think we have all this sickness going on, these plagues going on throughout America today, throughout the whole world today? Because of this curse, the land mourns, as he said in the verse above this, he said, my heart is broken, verse 9. Our hearts, that should be our hearts are broken. Our hearts are broken because of this. Because you've rejected the law, you fill the land full of adulterers, sodomites, you name it. Everything sinful. The land mourns. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Their conduct is evil. Remember that word evil? Remember that? Genesis 3:5. Follow the evil and you will be like the gods. Follow the evil. Do this evil. And that's exactly what the Vatican teaches 100%. They don't teach any righteousness. No righteousness is coming from the Vatican or from Christianity that I know of. It's all traditions, evil traditions. Like some of these preachers now, they're beginning to voice out against this because some of their politicians are voicing out. So you got a movement here now that's growing. And the preachers like Pat Robertson, that man wouldn't have said this a few years ago, you know, but he's actually come out, and others are joining him, and so are the politicians joining him to fight this evil. But he won't go down easy. The Vatican is going to form a Roman army. They won't win this time. I'm going to show you that in prophecy. They will not win. Their conduct is evil for both prophet and priest. These are the prophets and priests in Jerusalem. This wasn't the priest of Yahweh like Jeremiah, Isaiah, and so forth. This was the priest in Jerusalem that had control of the temple, as they called it then. They'd taken over the house of Yahweh. This was the Levites, of the Korites, and so forth. For both prophets and priests are profane. And even in my own house, I have found their wickedness, their evil, like the gods. So their way will be slippery and darkness. They won't be able to prophesy anymore. Darkness, the light is taken away from them. Now, I want you to go over to 2 Timothy, because we find a great prophecy here by the Apostle Shaul in 2 Timothy. Start with verse 1. 2 Timothy is found on page 938. Now, this is actually speaking of the same thing that Jeremiah was speaking of here in chapter 23. And this gathering the remnant, Yahweh's remnant, gathering. We have a house full of the remnant here. I'm telling you, men, we're going to have to expand the sanctuary. Praise Yahweh. Know this. 2 Timothy 3 now, you got it? 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. Know this also, that in the last days. Get that picture in your mind, because everything here in this chapter is talking about this time period that we're in right now, that the Savior said, called it a generation. This generation will not pass until you see all these things fulfilled. Perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, that is, without the original affection that was put in men and women. The women of the world, they go out, they create babies, and they murder those babies constantly throughout the whole world now. And they won't repent. Now, speaking of the religion that's pushing this, the Pope tells the girls, you need to go out and experience the boys. You know, the man knows what he's doing when he does that. A man couldn't be such an idiot as to not to know that he's telling them that fornication is what you really want to do. Well, of course, that's what Satan told Eve. He says, this is a desirable thing to do. He said this to Eve, the women. Well, Satan is still speaking to the women and saying, you need to go out here and experience the boys. Then you need to murder what comes from that experience. And all the time he's saying, like war, no, we don't recommend murder. We don't recommend that. We don't recommend war. You see what a liar this man is. And the Vatican knows that he's out there lying to the people. He's not recommending that war stops. He's not recommending that fornication stops. The man is egging it on. He speaks with a forked tongue, as the American Indians, as they call them, used to say, about the politicians who wrote treaties with them and never kept them. Without the original affection, truce breakers, false accusers, without self-control, you know, they have no control. Get this now. Hey, listen to me. Did you see the police when they shot the people? And one jumps up on the hood and shot 15 more times into a dead body? What do you call that? Do you think he is in control? Look at that word there in verse 3. Without self-control. They say, well, they just couldn't help it. They had to hit back. That's what the ISIS is saying when he cuts the people's heads off. We just can't help it. We've got to fight back. We've got to protect ourselves. Well, you do under this condition, yes. That's the only way. But there is another way of doing it, and that's Yahweh's way, turning to Him for protection. You're not going to protect yourself. You're not going to protect yourself with war. You're going to be destroyed with war. That's what Yahweh tells you. You're going to be destroyed. Turn to the house of Yahweh. Turn to Yahweh. That's what He says. There is no other power that can save you except Yahweh. That's Isaiah 45. And He said the two witnesses that's going to establish the house of Yahweh in people that I've gathered from all the nations where I've scattered them, from those people will come forth a remnant that's going to do this. And they're going to tell you in chapter 45, I called you out, Israel and Jacob, so the people from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun is going to know this information. How do they know it? By teaching. That's our job. Teach the nation. Well, the ISIS thinks they've got to kill. The Muslims think they've got to kill. That's what President Obama said. And he said the Crusades right now are just like they were in the days of the Christians. Of course, he's thinking that started 4:10, like some of the historians say. They're fools. They put out lies in their history as well. The Scripture, they know the Scripture says different. They got to if they've ever read the Bible. Of course, they forbid the people to read the Bible. Yes, they even took it away from them for 1,500 years. It was developed in my lifetime so it could be distributed to you at this time to build the house of Yahweh. This is what those two witnesses were carrying right here. To the Babylonian land not yet established, shown in earlier days. Now, we want to go through verse 9. So, traitors, this is what they're going to be. Remember, in the last days. The last days is this generation. Remember that, boys? Are you with me? Last days is this generation. They're going to be traitors. Look at verse 4. Traitors. That's not keeping their word. Traitors. That's giving your word and not keeping it. Not paying your debts and so forth. Headstrong, that wouldn't fit anyone here. Arrogant, lovers of pleasure, you know, they got a place for every pleasure, don't they, of Satan. They got bars, they got movies, they got, you name it, they got Ferris wheels that you ride over and over and over. What for? Is your head any smarter? Is your brain got more knowledge after you go 10 times on a Ferris wheel around and around and around like a dog chasing its tail? Is that dog any smarter? Are you any smarter than the dog that chases his tail when you do that? Wake up. Wake up and see what you're doing. Why couldn't you at that same time have been studying the book of Israel or the book of Yahweh, or had a machine called Israel Says, where you can punch in any button and look up entertainment on it, and you will see what the Scripture says. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of Yahweh. If you're in that condition, you're not going to make it into the kingdom. Having a form of holiness, but denying the authority. The authority, yes? If you don't submit to Yahweh's authority, you won't be part of His children, part of His family. And the reason that house was established here is for that reason, because Yahweh wants you into His family, but He won't have you into His family as a rebellious son, a what He just named here, headstrong and lovers of pleasure. Authority, verse 5, of it from denying Yahweh's authority, from such Yahweh says, turn away from these people, turn away from sodomites, turn away from fornicators, turn away from adulterers, turn away from people who practice bestiality, turn away from the Pope and the Vatican and all that goes with that system. From such turn away. And they are the sort who creep into houses and deceive women. Verse 7, always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Now, get this one. This is the one you was hunting for. Verse 8. Now, as Inus and Yambus opposed Moshe, you remember who they were? Anyone remember? No? Well, I'll tell you who they were. They were the magicians, the Coptic Catholic magicians that they sent out to try to make out like that they had power, magic power. You know, wave the wand and then do all sorts of things. Well, of course, Yahweh proved them liars and showed where the real power came from, that He was more powerful than all the gods and magicians of Egypt, the god worshippers, the Catholic. Did you know that Catholic, that's where the word Catholic came from, is back there in Egypt. And they brought it out of Egypt with the 12 tribes, as Yahweh said to 1 Samuel in the 8th chapter. This is what they've done this ever since I brought them out, he said. They want to worship the gods. And that's what they were doing in Egypt. Well, of course, Yahweh wasn't a god. That's one thing that Yahweh showed to me to begin with, that he wasn't a god, because history said, they plainly said, and he asked, what is the name of your god? But he wasn't on the books of the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church worships all gods. They're universal. They're called universal. That means they worship all gods. They don't turn any gods down. Always learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Now, they're just like these two magicians that opposed Moshe. Now, can you remember the first words, the first line in this chapter here? Last days, last days. He's speaking of the last days, and these, they're going to do the same thing. They are doing the same thing. The Pope is trying to say little short scripts, you know. Well, do you want salvation from Jesus, or do you want to follow a bunch of laws? Well, see, that's supposed to mean something. What does it mean? It means that man is too wicked, too evil to follow the laws of Yahweh. He's an evil tree. And Yahshua said in Matitya, the 7th chapter, that no wicked tree will be able to bring forth righteousness. The Pope cannot bring forth righteousness. I can't bring forth evil. That's what Yahweh says. Now notice carefully what he says. So also do these men oppose the truth in the last days. These men, these same men that opposed Moshe were Catholics. These same men are going to oppose the house of Yahweh in these last days. Well, we're going to oppose Babylon in these last days. That's why they're opposing us. But they're going to fail. We're chipping away at this block, and there's more joining us every day than there is him. And it's going to get even more so. The snowball is growing. So also do these men oppose the truth of corrupt minds. Yes, their minds are corrupt, or they wouldn't be pushing sodomy and all that goes with it. Sodomy is evil. It disrupts, it corrupts the mind. And that's what he's saying here, corrupt mind. Yes, sodomy corrupts the mind. Any sin affects the mind. But sodomy is the worst thing there is to corrupt the mind. Putting things in your brain, microorganisms in your brain, that you have to fight with the rest of your life to ever get any truth there. Now, the attention span is less than a goldfish in the world. Less than a goldfish. That's man. That's what we're dealing with. But Yahweh can do it. Yahshua said, with Yahweh, all things are possible. That's right. Corrupt minds, reprobate, concerning the faith. Now notice this one. You got to get this one and believe it. This is what the great Kohan Benjamin Krauss was talking about a while ago. There's a stopping point. And they're at that stopping point. And we're on the rise. There's no stopping this, the house of Yahweh. Right. No stopping. The gates of hell will not prevail against this last work. Read that for yourself there. You got it? Verse 9, underline that and study it over and over and over. It's true. Not one of these is going to fail. Not one is going to fail. Not one prophecy, not one word of that prophecy is going to fail. Verse 9, but they will proceed no further. No further? Now, remember, the truth is brought out here, see, and they're going to oppose the truth. That means they're fighting against this last day's work, which is Yahshua, the high priest. You see that? That's what he is talking about all the way down through there. But he says they won't proceed any further than this. That's it. They're cut off. They will not destroy this work anymore. Yahweh allowed it for years. He allowed them to take the word of Yahweh away from the world for 1,500 years, but he brought it back just in time for the two witnesses and the woman in Oklahoma, the ends of the earth, to train some boys in the truth. Train them in the Bible. That's the scene set up down here. Very peaceful place. But they will proceed no further for their folly, yes, Follywood, that they use to teach all their children. This is going on all over the world. Follywood in every home, teaching every child to not think. Teaching the children not to think about righteousness. Folly will be manifest. How's it going to be manifest? How will it be manifest? Main known. The two witnesses are going to take this. Remember the Savior's words in Matthew 24:14? They're going to take this message of the kingdom. This is the message of the kingdom. They're going to take it to all the world. In the last days, see the first verse again? In the last days, they're going to take this message of the kingdom to all the world, making known, manifest means to make known, make it teaching Yahweh's kingdom, making known Follywood and their adultery, fornication, bestiality, sodomy. And now, you know, the whole world can see from the news that, as we saw, this is on the news now, as we saw on the news also, the whole world can see that the Vatican is the one that's pushing the sodomy. They might say, well, who am I to judge? But they've already made their judgment. They're for it. Therefore, it, adultery, fornication, bestiality, the whole nine yards of devil worship, of God worship. The same thing that as the apostle points to in Moshe, you can go clear back to Genesis 3 and chapter 3, where Satan is preaching the same doctrine to Eve and she's falling for it. But from your ancestors now, wherever they were in the world, whatever nation they were, in order for you to be here today, listen, are you listening to me? In order for you to be in this building today, Yahweh started your calling before you were ever born. He started gathering your ancestors here to this land. Yes. And from every nation where he scattered our ancestors, he's bringing forth a remnant now. Bringing forth a remnant. That's you sitting here in this building. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you!